Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hello to you listening on the radio. Hello listening to you on the free Odyssey app. Hello to you watching on YouTube. We love you. The Top 5 at 5 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I'll let you guys handle this segment.
Yep. Just setting the scene. Set the scene for the return.
I was not expecting this.
On Sunday. Come on, Kevin O'Connell. Be a man. Start Carson. Let's have a little bit of fun. All right. So, obviously, I have for you the 5x5 favorite Carson plays during his run here as Eagles quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Starting at number 5. Let's take it back to the beginning.
Oh my goodness.
Those first 3 weeks. I got two highlights for you. I'm very sorry. It was hard to narrow this down to just...
Wait, two highlights at number 5?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Who could forget the first...
It's not the top 6 at 5.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. The first touchdown pass to Jordan Matthews.
Wentz makes the snap. He steps up, firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown! Matthews! Jordan Matthews! A 19-yard strike! The first NFL touchdown pass by Carson Wentz. What a start.
Oh, what a start it was. They blew out RG3 and Hugh
Uncle
Jackson.
Didn't sound happy.
I know. It's very hopeful in the beginning. Very hopeful with the new fresh quarterback. But the real one took over. Ike mentioned it earlier when Carson versus the Steelers. And this play to Darren Sproles.
Wentz takes the snap. He's back. He's looking. He gets out of harm's way. He's pumping. He is floating it. And it is complete to Huff at the 50, the 45. He's on his feet at the 30, the 20. Cuts back at the 10, the 5. He is in. Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles.
Special. Special.
That's a nice one.
The link was on fire.
Fire. I was in there that day. That
oh, me
was
too.
Nice.
That was back when I had a... Yeah, my only Eagles jersey, it was a Dante Stallworth jersey.
Oh,
wow. Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Dude, yeah. I had a bad run with jerseys. I had a knockoff Nnamdi that was closer to Kelly Green than Midnight Green. It was horrible.
The wrong green, the wrong letters.
Yeah. I had a bad run.
I was going to say, where'd you go to? I'm not going to even name any stores. Yeah.
No, you ordered online from China.
Oh, the Nnamdi one? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, that was overseas.
Yeah.
That Stallworth jersey. What did you hear?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I've said many times, I was in a dark place post-TO. I was so hype about Dante Stallworth. People forget, 06 Dante Stallworth is a problem.
Not
enough talked about how good he was.
And I think, you know, you having a Jordan Matthews highlight there, especially with the debut of Go Birds Evenings with Elliot today.
Huge Jordan Matthews fan.
The biggest.
Actually, the first time, well, one of the many first times he annoyed me was about the Jordan Matthews as like an elite receiver thing.
Yeah, well, that's where I saw him make somebody else cry.
I know.
In a debate about Jordan Matthews.
I thought it was about Carson.
No, it was about...
The crying one was about Jordan Matthews.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what, and it was... There was another debate about Carson being a Super Bowl-winning quarterback that was very good.
That is a legendary debate.
That one was legendary, but he made the guy cry about Jordan Matthews, and that's when I knew. And Elliot like this the whole time. No shaking, no moving, didn't raise his voice.
Hold on, what side was Elliot on?
Well, so
Carson is not a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. I think he was on that side. Yeah. Yeah.
He's not a Super Bowl winning
quarterback. No, he's not a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yes.
He's important for the Super Bowl.
Yes. Yes. Nick Foles is the Super Bowl winning quarterback.
He doesn't even know where the ring is.
Yes.
By the way, it's pretty sad. We're only 2 years away from the reunion.
Yeah, we're getting close.
Oh, wow.
And I hope he comes back. Anyway, my fourth favorite Carson play is the start of the 2017 season. 16 season, a lot of hope.
Oh, man.
They almost beat the Ravens. They went for two big balls dug, and it was like that was our last hope, really. But then in 17, remember that, Ike?
Yes.
When we're like, yeah, it's crazy.
This is so stupid.
It's the dumbest.
Okay.
But 17, after the best training camp we've ever seen from a quarterback ever, Carson went out there and put on a show, and it started early to Aguilar.
Wentz takes the snap again. He looks. He steps up. Still looking. He dashes to his left. He dashes to his right. He is starting to run. Now he fires downfield. Caught! Aguilar! 3 of 10! Touchdown Eagles!
This is Carson Wentz pulling something out of the hat.
Yeah, another great play.
Really was. Man. Really was.
Wow.
It's the start of something special, Spike, as you could tell.
How do you break Jack out of, here's five things I noticed over the last 24 hours? It's have Carson Wentz there.
You want to bring that back?
Look at him. This is going to go to 6:30. Push Go Birds Evenings back to 6:30.
We got time. My third favorite Carson play, also from 2017, and this is the moment where you're like, holy, what are we watching here?
Oh, my God.
They go to Seattle. Okay.
Oh, and I know this play.
Yeah. Oh, you go rewatch it. Here's Carson.
Only a three-man rush this time. The pressure put on Wentz. They almost get it from behind. Slings it deep that field, and it's caught by Aguilar.
You hear that noise Collinsworth made?
And Aguilar into.
He was impressed by it.
So Wentz, he was impressed. Three-man rush under pressure from Quentin Jefferson. But a 51-yard gain.
This is unbelievable. Watch this throw falling down, getting tackled, and gets it about 45 yards down the field.
Man. We done ran out of music.
Oh, now we have
on the next
Sarah
song.
McLachlan. Oh, my God.
This is bad.
Using the PETA song? Or no, this is not PETA.
It's not PETA. This is a Titanic.
Yeah. No, you have Sarah McLachlan on.
Oh, yeah, no, this is the PETA song. You're right.
It's not PETA, but it's
it's the one with the puppy dogs.
Yes.
Yeah,
the
one like buy our dogs.
Yes, yeah.
Anyway.
Not buy our dogs.
All right, so number two. I actually almost forgot this play, and I'm scratching what number two originally was, because how could I forget when it looked like he was getting bottled up in the pocket? And then Carson made a play like he always does.
Here comes the rush. Wentz, they've got him. They've got him. He escapes. He's across the 30, the 35, the 40. He's got a first down out at the 44-yard line. How'd he do it? How'd he do it?
I thought you said they got him.
They did. They had him. He disappeared.
Monday night.
Is that what that was?
That was Monday night. Actually, it was an even better throw in that game, the throw to Corey.
Yeah, the Corey Clement throw was also special. It looked like he was bottled up. The deep throw to Matt Collins.
Yep.
Yeah, he went off against Washington.
He was on a heater all year long.
He was. You know what's so sad, Ike?
What?
Is that freaking, and it's number one, because it's when he turned into Kobe. And he threw a touchdown, a torn ACL.
Wentz back again.
Yeah.
He's looking. He pumps. Still looking. He fires. And it is caught. Touchdown, Alshon Jeffrey.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but he somehow threaded a needle.
How did that happen?
And with that, Carson Wentz becomes the all-time record holder of touchdown passes as an Eagle in one season. That is 33. He breaks Sonny Jurgensen's record.
In 13 games, by the way. So, what was a shame.
True, in 13 games.
What is the next sad female vocal that's going to come after Sarah McLachlan? Do you have...
Nah,
is it going to be Jewel?
Song. It's the same song over and over again.
Okay.
But, like, the Rams game was the best game he was playing, too, that year. And then he got hurt. And then it felt like it was over. And I welled up that night. I'm okay.
Man.
Yeah. It's okay to say that. Yeah.
No, it was magical, man. Magical season, man.
Yeah.
It was, man.
That's what I'm talking about. 19. I had the throw to Sanders.
Woo!
He threw basically a slider to him.
Man, yeah, what was that?
A little cut action to it. And then the touchdown to Ward to clinch it.
Yeah, to clinch it.
Come on, man.
Man. That was nice.
4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, 7 picks, 2019.
4,000 yards, Spike.
Could you imagine?
You know no one's ever done that for the Eagles?
Well, look, I certainly know somebody else is not going to do it.
He's not on the team right now.
What's that? Yeah. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second at half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDER or visit goguida.com. One thing I was thinking of with the whole, with that season, and we'll never know, who knows, if Carson doesn't get hurt, whether they win the Super Bowl or not. But one, I think, interesting part of it is what drove them to the Super Bowl under the context that they won it is that they were underdogs. We had the hungry dogs run faster. We had the masks. We had all that stuff. The doubt. Nobody thought they could win. Mm-hmm. And if they did win with Carson, that wouldn't be the story.
No, they wouldn't have been underdogs. They would have been favored.
Yeah, the story would have been this team that was the best team in the NFC all year. They go in as favorites. Yeah. They have to go in there as the big dogs, not the underdogs. So it doesn't just change because Nick Foles is there. The entire story changes.
Yeah.
You know?
No doubt.
Yeah. And you look, the future of the Eagles probably changed if Carson ends up winning the Super Bowl that year. You know,
Well, we certainly may not have Jalen here.
I mean, it's hard to imagine a situation.
You don't
take
a quarterback in the second round when you win the Super Bowl.
No,
do you?
Well, I don't know. We'll see in April.
I walked into that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was getting ready to say you don't take a quarterback after you won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I don't know. Call me in April, buddy. I was saying they should take them. Look, they almost took Shador Sanders. Yeah. It wasn't in the second round, but
I think that's the point. Like, if you take one high enough, it's going to cause.
Yes. Well, if they took Shador Sanders, it would have caused ruckus around.
No doubt, it would have.
Oh my! Could you imagine right now? If Shador Sanders is the backup, and they're asking why he wasn't starting, and he's doing the mime thing in the locker room. You know,
that would be great.
Oh my God! Goodness gracious!
Yeah. No, I'm with you there.
Yeah. 215, we certainly wouldn't have done Carson Wednesday today,
no,
I can tell you that.
We're not doing Carson Wednesday.
Yep. 215-592-9494. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP. What's up, CJ?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's good, fellas? How we doing?
What up, CJ? Another proud member
of the LTBB.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God. Hey, Jack. Now, this wasn't so much Carson, but it was a touchdown. We played Arizona when freaking Aguilar does the drop into the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
A bomb. Bombed him. A flick of the wrist.
Then he had one to Torrey in that game, too.
Yeah, also Torrey deep. We're going to see a deep ball work.
Yep.
Look, it's a thing where I'm annoyed. Not because he left. I'm annoyed because I'm one of those fans that I just didn't understand. First off, you got to look at who we came from. I came from a quarterback looking like a 3-year-old with gigantic sleeves on and a helmet.
Oh, man, my goodness, Sam
Bradford. Sam Bradford.
Oh, like, God. I'm here looking like an idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I came from the dump. But even before that, exactly. He was freaking just horrible.
Right.
And then when I loved Donovan, half the city didn't love him when we got drafted. So, to a degree, it was the thing when Carson was drafted, it was like this new hope where almost the majority of the people was rocking with him. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying everybody didn't know who he was. I didn't know who he was 100%. But when I got to looking at the tapes, I was like, man, you see that arm? If it could work, oh, my God, to just have one QB and everybody roll with him and he's just special.
Yeah.
And then we got to roll in that Super Bowl season. Oh, my God. And then to see us go, everybody was waiting for the Rams game? Because everybody wanted to see who was the team in the NFC.
Yep.
And he was cooking. And right when he got hit, I said, man, he don't look right. And then I said, okay, he cool. He came back in, he threw the touchdown, then I saw him with the towel over his head. Oh, I was sick. And the only thing that made me sicker was when he went down the drain later on. So when we're talking about, like, hey, and I hate to even compare the two, when we're talking about Jalen having tools around him, and this dude went out there and threw for 4,000+ yards with how they say it, plumbers
and man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, I can't compare the two. Now, hey, for what we was talking about yesterday, you said something earlier today that kind of went to my side. You said if Donovan had them type of weapons, you would have what?
Three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's why I can't separate the two, because it's just like, man, if you're that guy, and I understand whatever hurts, I understand what his restrictions are.
His limitations are.
Yeah, yep. I understand. Yep. But I'll just say this. If you mix him and Carson together with that mentality and that talent, oh, my God, we'd be rocking to the end of time.
Yeah.
And y'all cut me off yesterday. I did have a bald-headed person that
what do you got?
For the 4:05. Hey, Amber Rose.
Yeah.
Ooh, how about that? The Philadelphia's own Amber Rose.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's got tattoos on her forehead now.
Oh, yeah. Still pretty.
Very pretty.
Yeah, still pretty.
Tattoos on forehead as well.
Yeah.
Especially I mean, female. But how about this one? You ain't
got to
see the rest of it.
I got it.
From the neck down is all you need to see.
I got it. All right, CJ.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I said bald people yesterday, it was really two people I was thinking of. She was one, and
Jada Pinkett was the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sinead.
Sinead O'Connor. Beautiful. Also, Sinead was. We had Demi Moore when she was in
G.I. Jane.
G.I. Jane, which actually caused the fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grace Jones.
Grace Jones was a legend at that time. Now, yes. Did she date Mark Gastineau? Wasn't she dating a Jets football player?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Well, I know Brigitte Nielsen did.
Oh, she did.
She dated Mark Gastineau, but I don't know. Grace Jones may have.
Why am I confusing Brigitte Nielsen with Grace Jones?
They look nothing alike.
No. Same time.
Yeah, same time.
Maybe
yeah.
I'm just thinking of Brigitte Nielsen. Yeah. 215. Oh, boy. I got to do this?
Yep.
All right.
Well, yeah, this is somebody else I can yell at today. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. We're right on here.
All right. This is all you. OG yep. Wade, you're on WIP.
Come on with it, OG.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
Hey, listen, man. Y'all keep letting this crab from Texas on here. You know what I mean?
Makes a lot of sense.
CJ's a good dude.
Foxhole guy.
He ain't a good dude. He's a fronting, you know what I'm saying? If Jalen had Carson's what, punk? Jalen got a Super Bowl. What are you talking
don't
about?
Don't care.
Hold on. So does Wentz. Wentz has a Super Bowl ring, too.
Wentz got a bandwagon joint.
Well, so does Jalen.
No, Jalen don't. And it's like, I think at certain sometimes when I come on, I think you need to mute your mic.
Wow. It's not usually this how it goes well. That's where we start turning. Yeah.
Look, I'm letting Mike handle this one.
I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
My feelings
are
hurt.
We're all friends.
Yeah.
Not you, Jack. We not friends. So.
Whoa.
Yeah. But listen, man, you guys is like this.
That was
this
a quarterback.
It was a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah. Tell me how he didn't beat anybody over 500. Tell me that.
Right. Man, Ike went at this blow. Man, Ike damn near went the blues, boy. I'm telling you, Ike just hung up on me and then screamed on me. Like, well, damn, Ike. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. You screamed. You know, hold on. You can't ever say anything about anybody screaming at anybody. You screamed at me first.
Yeah, you could not say nothing loud because you wouldn't say it if I was in your face. That's what you said.
Well, no, you're talking about like, that day.
Calm down.
No. Yeah, you did. No. Let's not relive this.
Yeah.
We weren't as close. Hold on. We weren't as close then as we are now. We weren't as close as we are now back then. And you did a lot of tough talking back then.
I remember you being like, you are not talking to me like that. Yeah, I remember that day.
Yeah, stop that, OG.
Yeah.
This is a positive day. We're remembering one of the best quarterbacks ever put on a uniform.
I don't think it's much remembering you got to do. Because it was kind of short-lived, should I say.
Yeah, it was short-lived.
Yeah.
It was short-lived.
Yeah. So now, I think what we need to do here, okay, is figure out what we're going to do Sunday. Because you're talking about an ass-whooping Sunday, and you know when Jalen gets in these moments, and Winston, all that stuff, and everybody criticizes, y'all know what's coming, right?
He's going to have a big game this week. He's due for a big game.
Wasn't he due on Thursday? Was he due on Thursday?
Hey, Mike, watch your mouth. Did I tell you to mute your mic? Yeah.
It's his show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. My show.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Watch for Sunday. That's all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Now, everybody going to be back on the bandwagon. Yeah. All y'all, yeah.
Not
and
me.
You know what? One more thing before I go.
Yeah. Like,
yes.
Whenever Jalen has a good game and has numbers and all that, you know what they say? Oh, he should have it. He's got the best offensive line, the best running back, and top 2-10 receivers. Jalen can never, ever get no credit in this city.
That's
so basically,
true.
When he don't play well, oh, you know what? He That's needs to true. Play. Okay, whatever.
None of this
so
is true.
We're over that part.
None of this is true. So he gets credit. He gets credit.
Yep.
He gets credit. No, he don't. Yes, no, he don't. Yes, and you make sure he don't get the damn
no,
credit.
No, I give him credit when he plays well, and I say he plays bad when
there
he plays bad.
Yes, and just right. remember, OG, right. yeah. just remember, OG, we're on the same side now.
Yes. Most of
well,
the time.
I know, and that's a good thing, you know. That's a good thing. We just got to get some people, you know, certain people on the show.
All right, well, offense right, would move better with Tanner day. McKee. All right, I'll see you later, OG.
We're on the same side. I don't necessarily, I'm not in as deep as OG is.
No, he's in pretty deep. He's yes. in pretty deep. 215-592-9494. An interesting move from the New York Mets that I think everyone around here should be aware of. We'll talk about that next. And we will finish up our Carson Wentz Day. What a day
Appreciation
it's
Day.
Appreciation Day. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.